funny thing lang about this film, because the international, it's called The Child with an E, which we don't understand.
Correct.
Pero ang Korean title niya, it's Gwi Gongja, which translates to nobleman, meaning the title is actually about Kim Son-ho's character. Mm. So parang ang weird lang, I don't know where The Child came from, because The Child is obviously Marco. Correct. And then, pero in Korean, it's the nobleman, which is Kim Son-ho's character.
Baka kaya may E to make it noble.
Because in noble, there is an E in the end. A nobling.
Oh my God, sumakit bangs ko. Please keep it coming, guys. If you have anything better to top PS theory on why my letter E sa The Child. After D, ha, baka Etchild yung iniisip mo.
Etchild!
Etchild!
Kasi online lang siya. Available.
E-child.
E-child. E-child.
Nakakatakot yun.
Oo, gagi. It's an AI child.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay,
Want to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
One, two, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong, this is Trency.
Hello, this is Pia.
Annyeong, this is Monica, and welcome to another episode of 1-2 Sarang!
Hi! We're back!
In video.
In Hello. Video form.
Spotify video and YouTube. Hello.
Uh-huh. Look at us. Do we look Filipino to you?
Do I look like a boxer?
Uh-huh.
Little Brown Sorry. Riding Hood.
Or that. Yes.
Okay, fine. I'll take it. But, siguro naman nakuha niyo yung hints. Sana, please. Kasi medyo it's been a while since this was released in the Philippines. But for this episode, we're gonna be talking about The Child.
Mm-hmm.
With that film. The Chill Day.
The Chill Day. But it's The Child, apparently. Starring the one and only love of our lives. The one who started it
mostly
all.
Mostly yours.
Mostly mine.
Pero kinalimutan mo na.
Oh, pero for today...
Ayan.
Oh, full attention pa rin tayo, ha?
Wow. Love it.
Starring our very, very beautiful... the gorgeous, the wonderful, Yael's favorite, Kim Son-ho.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Yes. Hello!
So we're gonna be talking about the film, and I want to ask you guys, kung The Child ba is a film that you would usually watch? Bakit kaya? Because what kind of film is this ba? In case hindi nyo pa napapanood, listeners and viewers. And I also want to know if kung ano yung feelings nyo on the Philippines and the Kopinos or the Korean Filipinos, the concept of hindi pala concept yung Kopinos, but basically yung dalawang yon naka-integrate siya sa plot ng film. So I want to know your thoughts on how they used those. And of course, the very important question, is this film the best comeback for Kim Son-ho? Like, how did our baby do?
Wow! Gosh, it's been so long! My goodness!
I know! Like, oh my God, shocks. Sorry, it's been a while since we've seen this film.
Yeah.
Around early July. Tapos bumabalik yung feeling ko. Ang saya nung feeling nung pagpasok natin ng sinehan. And like,
oh my God,
so, nakamiss siya.
Yeah.
Sobrang nakakamiss siya.
Ang laki kasi buong screen.
Correct. So yon. And then syempre, since this is a film review of sorts, let's rate it according to our preferences, of course, because ika nga ni Philberti, everyone can be a reviewer, a critic of a film basta mahal nila ang pelikula. So
okay
lang, we can say whatever we want.
All right, dear.
Okay, as long as you know, hindi siya mema.
Oh, but anyway. So, may logic naman.
Oh, logic naman din, kahit pa paano.
And, acceptance of other people's opinions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Correct. But before we talk about the film, of course, I want to share lang some facts about the film. So the director of this one, he's also the writer, and his name is Park Hoon Jung. So siya yung nag-direct at nag-write ng The Witch Part 1, The Subversion. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
It's actually the film that launched Kim Dami's career. That's the one Wushik was there too. Yeah. It was so successful that they also had Witch Part 2. Sadly, I've always wanted to watch these films, pero hindi ko pa rin talaga alam kung saan sila mahanap. So, hopefully, one day, mahanap din natin siya at mapanood.
Or baka tayo ang mahanap niya.
Wow. Ng witch?
Mm. Ayoko ng witch, yung movie!
Okay.
Ayoko ma-shaman. Gulat ako.
Gojo yung want to shaman. Tapos
I don't want to shaman myself, but I don't want to be shaman.
Okay. he's pretty cool, this director. He's done like a few films called this film, The New World. I've encountered this film before. Parang second film pa lang niya to, but it was a big hit. Probably then because it was it had like bigatin actors lang Jung Jae-in and Choi Min-sik. And then he also I also want to watch this film of his. It's called The Tiger. It's a period film
starring Hoshi.
Correct.
Actually, yun tatanungin ko, I wonder if napanood na to ni Hoshi, because the story is about the last tiger, a tiger hunter, and the last tiger of Joseon. So parang, ooh, interesting, right?
Documentary starring Choi Min-sik. Documentary ko ng buhay ni Hoshi.
Oh, that's so cute.
Pero yeah, very interesting that film.
Diba?
Seems like
it's pretty cool. So, of course, this film stars Kim Son-ho, and then we also have Kang Tae-joo. He is Marco.
Hi, Marco.
Polo.
The young guy who... Yeah, ikukwento ko na lang yung plot later. He's the young guy na binifriend ni Kim Son-ho. The Copino, yes. Yeah. So he's half Filipino, half Korean. We also have Kim Kang-woo. He is the villain. And then we also have Go-ara. Si Go-ara, I'm sure mas matunog yung name niya because we've seen her in Warang. Mm. And Dodo Sol-Sol-La-Sol. Mm. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I haven't seen any.
So,
but
sorry,
yeah, they are on Netflix.
Siya rin sa Kill Box soon?
Parang no.
Okay, ibang girl yun. Okay.
This funny thing lang about this film, because the international, it's called The Child with an E. Which we don't understand.
Correct.
Pero ang Korean title niya, it's Gwi Gongja, which translates to nobleman. Meaning, the title is actually about Kim Son-ho's character.
Mm.
So parang ang weird lang, I don't know where the child came from. Because the child is obviously Marco. Pero in Korean, it's the nobleman, which is Kim Son-ho's character.
Oh.
As in literal in like IMDb, his character's name is Nobleman. So siya yun, alam mo yun.
Mm.
Anyway, as a backtrack, ang
baka
plot
kaya
kasi
may E to make it noble.
Cuz in noble there's an E in the end. A noble name.
Just like Crown Bay with an E.
Correct.
Noble.
Cuz Crown Bay.
Oh my god, sumakit bangs ko. Okay, I'll accept that. I will accept the theory. Please keep it coming, guys. If you have anything better to top PS theory on why my letter E sa The Child. After D, ha? Baka e-chilled yung iniisip mo.
E-chilled!
E-chilled!
Kasi online lang siya. Available.
E-child.
E-child.
Nakakatakot yung...
Oh, Gagi. It's an AI child.
That's a red flag.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. We're going that direction now. Shit.
But anyway, back okay. to the film. So basically, ang plot nito is there is a nobleman, that's Kim Son-ho, who befriends, well, not naman befriends, pero parang he gets in touch with this kid, Marco, who is, like what we said, half Filipino, half Korean. Ngayon, mm-hmm. ang backstory ni Marco is he doesn't know his Korean father. So Filipino mom, and the mom is really sick. And they're poor. And he's in the Philippines. He's been trying to contact his dad in hopes to, what do you call this? Help with managing his mom's illness. Kasi major hospital bills na talaga. And on the side, he's also a boxer. Kaya ako naka kind of boxing attire. Correct. But not really. But
Money
anyway.
Pacquiao.
Oh my God, I can't. Tama ka na. So, okay. Sobra ka na.
Kota na ako. Okay.
Back. More. Ayoko nun. Let's stick to Limoni, please. Or Kimoni pala for this episode. Kasi okay. mahal ko ulit si Kim Son-ho sa episode na to. Anyway. Umiyak na lang. Inahanap nga niya yung tatay niya. It turns out na hinahanap din pala siya ng tatay niya. Randomly, oh. out of the blue, kinontak siya, hoy, hinahanap ka ng tatay mo. Punta kang Korea. Siyempre, ito si Marco. Okay, I need it for my mom. Punta siyang Korea. And then, pagdating niya sa Korea, it turns out that there are so many people trying to kill him. Like, why? What is the reason? Do we say
because
the ending?
Because he's a child with an E.
Oh, because he's... And then it turned out na itong si Nobleman, he is the nobleman who basically kind of helps Marco figure out na, boy, don't listen to them. Like, don't believe everything they say. Boy talaga, ganun talaga.
Boy, don't listen
to them. No.
Ibang Kim Son-ho ang makikita niyo sa pelikulang to.
Doon siya nagkamali. Isa dami ng accent na ginawa niya, hindi siya nag-black.
Correct. Hindi siya lang, boy, boy, you should know that. Boy.
And so, the film could have ended better. But yeah, that was Kim Son-ho who basically helps Marco out. And ang ending is, the ending, secret na lang. I hope you guys get to watch this. But I'm really, really hoping that it gets... we see it like in our
Netflix's
and views or whatever platform that we can find, because I think it's a great movie that everyone may or may not like. It deserves more audience, basically.
Yes, for sure.
Agreed.
Ito na yung una kong tanong sa inyo. Is this a kind of film? I mean, imagine nyo na wala dito si KSH. Is this a kind of film that you guys would actually watch? Or basically, did you guys enjoy the film? What are your thoughts?
Feeling ko, kung hindi to si Kim Son-ho and it was promoted this way, parang I wouldn't have been interested. Kasi I wouldn't have realized that it was a comedy. Kasi parang from all the parang marketing and all that, it feels like a Liam Neeson's kind of film. Alam mo yun?
Taken
levels.
Yeah.
But after watching it and seeing all the injections, yung comedy part, and may pagka, what do you call this? Kill Bill feels
Tarantino.
Tarantino-ish feels yung mga action scenes. And also yung parang kind of parang lightness. Which is a weird thing to say. Lightness in terms of like the killings. Because killing is not light. Na yung approach ng film and yung choreography and all that. Like, I feel like if someone had recommended to me, tas ito, ganyan, I would have watched it. Pero as how it was presented in the promotions and stuff, I wouldn't have. But yes, after watching it, I would say it was very enjoyable.
Ako parang hindi yata ako nga na-hit nung mga promotions na to. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like, I mean, we had this conversation as well after watching the movie. Kasi parang the way it was the first time I heard about it, I really thought it was coming of age. And wala na akong paki sa iba. Parang exactly. Ang alam ko, coming of age siya. Uh-oh. Tapos, ah, hindi pala.
Correct.
Parang with the title pa na The Child, akala ko talaga ganun siya.
Correct. Ano, na tropics pa before.
Oh, diba?
Sad tropics.
Hindi Tropic diba? Thunder.
Correct. Ibang film yan.
Diba? Parang, pero kung papanoorin ko ba siya if I was hit by like the promotions for this one, I guess it depends. It was the kind, I would have when I was younger. Kasi parang coming from like film classes, parang ito yung mga type na panoorin ko talaga. Mm. Especially in my early 20s, I would seek out films like this. Pero ngayon that I'm parang nag-iba na rin yung shift, parang nag-shift na rin yung taste ko in movies, I wouldn't like go out of my way to watch it just seeing the promotions. But if it, like what you said, Chancy, if it were recommended to me, kahit na hindi ko kalala yung actor, I would have been interested.
Mm.
So basically, we're all, kasi ako, sagot ko, to be honest, even though the trailer was pretty great, I mean, it caught my attention. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, guys, and I'm so sorry, pero ang mahal-mahal lang pelikula ngayon, and alam mo yon, it was only available in the cinemas at the time. I'd definitely watch it if it were on, like, the streaming platforms, but for sure, even if bet ko yung trailer, I wouldn't have, because very piling-pili na rin ako manood ng sinehan these days. Mm. And unanimous, pinanood lang talaga natin to, because Kim Sono's in it.
I mean,
we're such fans, and we waited so long for this. Mm. This film began at the peak of his
hiatus.
At the peak of that, what's the word?
Scandal.
Like, it was the only project that didn't drop him. Mm. So, alam mo yon, para we were so attached to it, and like, of course, whatever happens, we're gonna watch it.
Plus Philippines pa.
Oo, yun nga eh. So parang, pero na, in a way, buti na lang din na pinanood ko siya kahit na for Kim Sono siya. Kasi yun nga, parang, I didn't expect the plot twist. Di ko in-expect na, ano pala to, Korean Succession directed by Quentin Tarantino. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
And, again, I thought it was well-paced. I thought they also, it was well-executed, well-paced. It looks good. The editing was great. I think the music was great. But in a way, what also got me hooked, aside from Kim Sun-ho, was the idea, that part na in the storyline that they're basing it on a half Filipino, half Korean. So, merong Philippines involved.
Correct.
Ako lang ba? Or there's something about seeing Philippines in, like, foreign films. Like,
yeah.
parang nakakaano siya. Na-experience siya rin ba yun? Parang every time maririnig mo siya, like, in a foreign film.
Mm.
Extra matunog siya sa ears na parang, what do they say in Manila? Like, I still remember when I was watching, what was that? That shocks, the robot film, the one with the kaiju.
Pacific Rim.
Mm. And then they mentioned that there was a Manila destruction. I mean, just that short snippet, na-excite na yung puso ko, alam mo yun.
For me, parang
na-feel yun rin ba siya dito?
Ako super, parang I think super draw sa akin din nun. Parang number one, kasi exciting siya na it's about, I mean, aside from Kim Sun-ho, parang it's a Korean film about the Philippines. And, like, I want to know how, like, the Philippines relate to, like, the Koreans. Because, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, K-entertainment already that showcases the Philippines as, like, this, alam mo, casino Cebu. Hub. Alam mo, or Cebu. Alam mo yun? But,
basta so parang kung kailangan hub, nilang magtago or gagawa sila ng masama dito lagi.
Money laundering dito. I'm, like, kind of interested in, like, how they were gonna depict the Philippines here, especially since the main character is half Filipino. I think more so that. Parang, and I mean, for me, exciting yun, but really it's just like how Kim Sun. Actually, meron nga akong like wish before na sana siya yung half Filipino, si Kim Sun.
Correct. Akala ko, I mean, the way it was.
Yeah.
And also, it was quite disappointing actually in terms of like the promotion of the movie because bakit ang kulang ng screening dito? Parang napaka-limited nung mga places. I mean, understandably, pwede namang, again, like, times are hard. It's not as if the cinema was full when we watched. Mm. But I feel like there's something remiss in their promotions for this one because they could have definitely tapped in. Napakadaming fans ni KSH dito. Hello, Philippine, MOA, nagpa-fanmeet. Alam mo yun? Parang kaya nga niya yung punuin eh.
Yes.
And you just tap it just with the Hallyu wave and sabihin mo lang na, you know, Philippines, enough na yun sa atin. Like you said, minsan nabanggit nga lang tayo, kinikilig na tayo. And then this one, it was like really centering about us. Doon lang ako parang, bakit nga parang kulang lang sila sa promotions? They didn't really focus on promoting here.
Totoo.
They could have went here and, you know, si Eric Nam nga, nag-wish bus. Alam mo yun? Parang hindi sila
correct.
Ayun lang.
Actually,
kulang.
They should have promoted. Parang it feels like nagbangko na lang sila. Ay, marami siyang fans dito.
Enough
okay
na yun.
Okay na to. Parang ganun.
Baka it was also such a small film even in Korean standards. Parang I feel like we, even within Korea, hindi rin siya na-promote as much. And maybe it
probably.
Because if it's like a albeit like very good director, it's a lesser known director. Tama ba? Ang intindi ko of him.
Parang mas, kumbaga, mas towards indie siya.
So,
from what I gather, I mean, bigatin din yung mga hits niya.
Yeah.
Pero kumbaga, iilan lang yun. So,
magaling pero newbie, I guess, parang ganun. So, alam mo yun, parang sayang lang. But I'm like grateful for like all the like Kim Sonho groups out there who constantly promote like yung 2 days, one night group that we follow.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun na parang they're all constantly like telling us kung saan mapapanood. And I feel like if it weren't for that clamor from these groups, kasi initially, di ba, parang it was supposed to be like a special screening lang or something. And then eventually, closer to the date of the actual release, it became like a week-long thing. So, alam mo yun, appreciate naman din naman na ganun yung nangyari instead of like having it be like a one-time thing in like select cinemas. So,
although they announced, the distributors announced before that they were really gonna release it. Hindi lang siya one-time thing. Oo.
So,
pero, hindi pa rin siya like the big, I don't know. Ang hirap din kasi, I guess. I mean, kahit na sabihin natin na, kunyari, good film siya or whatever, it's still a Korean film. I mean, it's not from Hollywood. It's not a Marvel film.
Yes.
It's not mainstream.
Yeah.
So, whatever happens, hanggang dun lang, I guess, ang powers nila for distributing here in the Philippines. In a way, I guess.
Fit na rin siya. For a small film. Because, like, I don't know any other Korean film na may strong following yung mga actors na nag-show.
I mean, Train like, aside from Parasite. And
aside from Parasite.
Train to Busan.
Although Train to Busan kasi is like really a global phenomenon eh. That one and alam yun, Parasite. So parang feeling ko those are really
but
like
then,
special
But then like Parasite
ones.
Kasi because of Oscars kaya yun ano. Pero yung Train to Busan like just in itself, even before all the buzz, it was already showing here and people were already talking about it. Anyway,
I guess.
Sayang na sayangan lang ako kasi ang laki sana nung makakapitalize with that.
Yeah, oo. Sayang yung pera nyo guys.
Oo, diba?
Oo, sana marami pa yung pinagkakitaan dito sa Pilipinas as a Hallyu loving country.
Pero going back to like the Philippines in the story, like natuwa ba like seeing it, like how did you think the depiction was? I mean, they didn't shoot it in the Philippines, by the way. They shot it in Thailand. It's so sad. But
in fairness, we already knew that. Buti na lang.
Yeah. And so we totally understand why, because Thailand is a little bit more equipped with shooting.
Yeah,
I don't know, Shepherd. We don't know kung ano yung mga requirements ng production team and all that. And Thailand is a very, very heavyweight in like tropical settings. So,
correct.
Kahit anong Asian country, usually sa Thailand nila sinushoot. Alam mo yun. But yeah, how do you feel about Korean, Filipino Koreans and like how it looked like?
Ako, I feel like parang right off the bat, medyo nabitin lang talaga ako sa research. I'm just so curious about why the director thought of this and yung the whole concept about it and making a film out of it. Kasi parang the mere fact that you chose our country, it could have been, I don't know, kasi syempre bilang tayo, alam natin dito eh. Mm. Pero ang dami lang mga bitin para sa akin ng mga depictions, ang daming inconsistencies, yung mga ganong mga bagay na, as someone who's from here, nakaka-frustrate sa akin.
Mm-mm. Like what? Do you remember them?
Yeah, like, even for example, yung mga, well, yung sa road na parang probinsya road na hindi, alam natin na hindi ganyan yung itsura ng probinsya road dito. Ang dami nilang mga setup na obviously, basta parang kulang, parang nakukulangan lang ako sa research and even like the way they were depicting like yung sa boxing, yung sa ano. I can't remember it na in particular pero ang dami kong parang nandun na sana tas parang nabitin ng konti. Parang may research, may Pinoy ba kaya siya sa research team? Parang yun lang yung frustration ko. Kasi kung may Pinoy dun, mapapoint out yun kaagad. Parang may mga ganun lang. Meron nga ba?
Na-feel sana ko naman meron. Na parang meron. Or at least they did an ocular. Because, if I remember correctly, sobrang, I agree with you, but like sobrang tuwang-tuwa ako that they tried to put details as much as possible, such as making the taxi name MGE, which is a very popular taxi company here in the Philippines, diba? And then, although inconsistent, tuwang-tuwa ako that they kept on using Saint something.
Lucia. Saint Lucia. Saint Lucas.
For the
Saint Lucas.
For the hospital. Like, they kind of missed that because in the first part, guys, it was Saint Lucia at first. And then, sa latter part, it was supposed to be the same hospital, pero naging Saint Lucas siya for some reason. And we all know that it's Saint Luke's, guys. Correct. So, nagstay sila and, sa VGC.
And even, like, for example, the beer was so Thai eh. Oh, 'di ba? Hindi alam mo 'yon, San Miguel. Alam natin na San Miguel dito, Sandera Park talks about it all the time. Correct. Red Horse. Mm. 'Di ba? Parang yung mga little details
there
na
were
ganun.
There were a bit of missteps. But yeah. Siguro lang din, I don't know. Meron akong ano, sorry singit ko lang. Meron lang akong onting bumitaw na ako early on because they were using English, yung among Filipino characters. Nag-English sila. Although, sinabi naman sa story na si Copino, si Marco, parang in-explain naman niya na, yeah, my mom made sure that I learned English and Korean so that I can, you know, get up in life. Parang yun lang yung explanation, I guess, kung ba't sila nag-English. But because they were speaking English, kasi parang even the other Filipino characters were speaking English, bitaw na ako eh. So parang, okay.
With a alam Thai na natin accent.
Yun pa. So, alam ko na, okay, they really try to depict that this is the Philippines, but sorry, because they're speaking Filipino, they're speaking in English, wala. Na, let go ko na siya. Natanggal na yung, ano ko.
I had this conversation with my sister. Kasi, I mean, she was with us when we watched. And then, parang, her husband kasi is French. So, parang, like, more than the Philippines, I feel like, for example, like, French, Paris, I mean, it's always there in, like, the movies, you know, like, Hollywood depicts it, like, every other, like, country na nag-create ng movies, like, any other, like, movie that depicts, alam mo yun, France has a certain way of depicting it, na parang yung mga French people, parang they kind of disassociate with it. So, parang having that conversation with her kind of helped me not be too, like, be latch on to, like, all those details. Kasi parang, I guess since, I mean, the writers aren't Filipino. Like, they probably have, like, consultants and stuff. But, like, they don't know, like, the nitty-gritty details of how we lead our lives. So, parang, sometimes, yun nakatulong sa akin to, like, just let it go. Alam mo yun, ganun talaga.
Same.
Same lang.
Frustration ko lang is, they could have hired me. Well, I could have been your consultant.
Exactly.
I'm a PD also. And I'm willing to work for free for Kim Son-ho.
Wow.
Guys.
Come on.
You should have fucking hired me.
Can we be your people?
And like, I'm so great with details. I could have told you what was wrong with the setups and shit. Like, I wish... They reached out.
Ay, nako, Kim Son-ho. Ay, nako, ano pangalan ni Direk?
Alam mo, Mon, kasi nilet go mo na siya eh. Lumipat ka kasi. Kukontakin ka na sana ni Kim Son-ho. Kaya lang sabi niya.
Ni Park Hun-jung.
Busy siya kasi kay Kim Son-ho.
Gusto ko lang kasi sumayaw. Dancers na kasi ako.
Pero ako for me, like, more than yung mga specifics about the location and how they depicted the Philippines, like, for me, one of the most interesting parts is on, like, parang, like, this realization that there's this term and there's this, like, whole culture surrounding this concept of a Kopino.
Kopino.
Na parang, I mean,
does it
even
really exist or was it created for this movie?
It does exist. Oh, it says here.
First time ko kasi ma-encounter because of
Kopino in the term.
Or Korinoy. So it's actually on Wikipedia. So it means it's there. So, so parang I find it so interesting. Pero it kind of like gives an extra layer of parang meaning as to kung paano yung relation ng Philippines sa Korea.
Korea.
Alam mo yun? And parang, I mean, they depicted the guy, yung si Marco, as this like, parang downtrodden child na parang isinantabi ng kanyang tatay. And like, I feel like that kind of resonates to a lot of like half kids in the Philippines. So parang alam mo yun, it was like a sad reality as to how the Philippines is seen, I guess. Kasi parang we had this discussion after din, di ba? Parang bakit Pinoy? Bakit Filipino yung half niya? Bakit hindi siya half Thai, half Vietnamese, and all that?
Mm.
For me, parang, and because of like all the other things I've read na parang, I mean, in Korea, as much as we love their culture and all the entertainment that they provide us, parang there's still a semblance, I guess, of like us being second-class citizens there if we live there. So it makes a lot of sense for me bakit Kopino siya at bakit siya child-y. Alam mo yun? Child on the side.
E.
Oo.
So,
alam mo yun?
That's a Filipino thing pala.
Not a
yung
child.
May extra ano, letter.
May extra letter.
Pangalan.
Parang John.
With an H. Correct.
Parang, I mean, yun yung nakakatuwang opener for me into that world. I mean, I'm sure like the film didn't really showcase much of that. I mean, it's like a lot of poverty and all. I'm sure like there's a lot more layers into how being a Kopino, a Korinoy is. But it's a good entryway into like trying to read more and understand more of like that aspect of
what went down,
that culture. Oh, nakakatuwa lang na may ganun pala.
Although I also was doing the math, like, with Marco's age and all that. Parang, I really latched on to the possibility nga of, like, Korinoys, Kopinos. Mm. Because, remember the time that there was, like, this Korean influx?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Our neighborhoods, like, BF was all Koreans. Our house in Baguio was lived by a Korean family for about 3 years. As in, puro Koreans talaga everywhere. And they came here to learn English. Parang ginawa tayong schools. And parang wala lang. I just did the math. And like, with Marcos H and all that, parang it kind of made sense na may ganon sa age niya na kasi yun nga yung peak na ang daming Koreans in the Philippines. So hindi lang naman ata siya necessarily because like foreign countries would think na Filipinos can be like that, like gets like we have Clark where the women are available to their every Korean men's whim, etc., etc. Pero feeling ko lang din na aside from that, they were just really around because nga of the time na there were so many Koreans living in the Philippines. Yun lang naman.
Ako, I feel like it doesn't have to be Filipino. I still stand about that, that ground na it could be any other like Southeast Asian country that's developing. Obviously, naiwanan na tayo ng iba. I feel like it more centers on Koreans in general are very... They always look down on foreigners regardless. Kahit na white ka, kahit na, you know, you're from a first world country, a developed country. They don't accept those kinds of marriages. They always want to be with other Koreans. So I feel like kahit na anong bansa pa yung galing tong batang to, mm-mm, parang the family would still, like, you know, not accept whoever that is. Mm-mm. Yun lang yung, but anyway, ako, I think it's a global thing naman eh, kapag happy ka, tas iniwan ka ng tatay mo. Mm-mm. It's not unique to us. Mm-mm. It's a very global, universal thing that a lot of people could relate to. Mm-mm. So, parang dun lang yung, I guess, parang dun ako nabibitin dun sa research part that wasn't fleshed out because I didn't feel that it had to be Filipino. Mm. Ang dami din kasi, actually, I mean, as good as the movie was, I really enjoyed it. Ang dami din kasing mga parts na parang medyo nakakabitin, but I mean, I still enjoyed it. It's not as if you disregard the whole thing just because of that little annoyance or whatever that you had.
But I think, after the movie, parang we talked about, like, yung mga little annoyances na yun. Na parang, but ultimately nga, same with you, for me, parang, nagawa naman niya kung ano yung kailangan niyang gawin.
Yeah.
Parang it was like an action flick that was like beautifully choreographed. Like, I mean, there's this one scene at the end of it. Yung, as in, yun yung pinaka-Kill Bill moment sa akin. Yung, as in, Kill Bill probinsyano moment.
Na parang, sa operation room.
Oo, sa operation room. Yung, Kim Son Ho versus all of them.
Yeah.
Like, 30 people versus Kim Son Ho. And it was just so nicely choreographed. Like, how they shot it was also very nice. I mean, very fluid. And, of course, oh my God, like, can we talk about how fucking Kim Son Ho is an action star now? Like,
he
is such an amazing partida si Kuya, hindi marunong sumayaw. Kaya niyang mag-choreograph ng action scene. Nakakatuwa. Alam mo yun. The versatility of this guy.
Even from just the opening scene, kasi diba, magkatabi kami ni Mon, parang yung likod pala, yung silhouette pa lang ng likod niya, tapos parang may hawak na Yossi, parang, hello,
oh my God,
parang
medyo nag-shoot.
Alam mo na siya yun. Tapos parang, ay, tenga niya lang yun. Alam mo na, umaarte yung tenga niya. Alam mo yun?
Oh my God. This guy, he's so great.
Dude.
Just go, actor's actor, honestly. Like,
oh.
May part sa akin na parang, in a way, siguro yung silver lining ng scandal niya is at least kaya niya, kumbaga nag-back to zero siya. But with all like the talent that he has now because of all the experiences. And now, he has like a good following na, to the point na he can actually, and he has already shown what he can do. So now he can choose what he wants to do.
Correct.
And not be like kahon in this like
oo, hindi siya na typecast.
Rom-com situation. Actually.
Kasi lalo na dun sa, parang nandun na siya sa matinee idol ano eh. So, right, sunod-sunod na magaganda. Correct. For sure, magkakaroon yun ng project na parang, ano ba to? Ba't natin pinapanood to? Parang ganun na klase ng K-drama. So, hindi siya na-trap dun.
Correct. Kung
na siya dito, thank you, Sono.
Diba?
Hindi naman sa ginusto ko na yung nangyari sa'yo, pero thank you.
This is his first foray in film, guys. Like, I'm so proud of him. Yeah. Oh my God.
Parang feeling ko yun yung nag-resonate sa atin, no? Parang pride.
Oo. Super. Oh. Super pride talaga. Mm-hmm. Kaya talagang, I mean, normally, pwede pa natin kut-kutin yung pelikula eh. Alam mo yun? Pero at the end of the day, this film, this movie watching experience was about being proud of this guy who performed so well. And parang, can I just say, sobrang nakakatuwa din to watch. Sorry, but everyone else in the cinema, we're just really watching for Kim Son Ho. Mm-hmm. So, sabay-sabay tayong tumili. Nakita nyo naman to sa Twitter, guys, when he did the Tagalog line. Na, yung ano, ano yung sabi niya? Yung parang, yung ngumiti ka naman dyan.
Oh!
Ako bahala sa'yo. Yung gumanoon siya, grabe yung tili ng sinihan. Na parang, relax guys! As in, gumanoon na pag ganun talaga. Oh, relax kayo, girls! Mga sanhada! Kaya niyan!
Relax.
Pero nakakatuwa. Diba? Sobrang nakakatuwa. And that's such a charming line. Oh my God. Because again, like what you said, Jency, that mounting of that Kill Bill finale was fantastic. Mm-mm. And like, ganda talaga. And like, in general, this character is so great. At hindi siya yung Kupino. Pero nakatuwa yung character. Nanood ako ng onting mga mini reviews on YouTube, mga Americans who, on the, like, three of them, they were like, oh, I saw it on AMC Theater and like, this looks good. So, okay, I watched. And then they came out of it blown away na parang, thank God I saw this film. Parang ganon. And every single one of them were like, But you know what? The star of the show is this dude.
Yeah.
Like, the nobleman, yeah. Kasi parang, he was just such a fun character, yes. full of personality. Like, he really brought the black comedy in. Alam mo yon, like, and it's so cute lang din kasi syempre serious-serious siya. Like, yung sabi mo nga, Pia, yung first eksena na likod pa lang, tenga pa lang, umarte na. Okay. Alam mo yun? Like, na-feel mo talaga na, okay, this guy's a hitman.
Mm-mm.
Pero nung hinit niya yung mga comedic timing niya, oh my God, yeah. Solo! As in, mas dun ako naluha kasi I miss you so much. Because it's like his greatness.
Yeah.
Like, sobrang ang galing-galing niya doon.
He is such a layered actor. Alam mo yun? And sometimes nga, like, may mga scenes siya na parang I wonder, like, is this him? Was it in the script? Or it's him suggesting na, oh, maybe I can do this. Alam mo yun?
Oo nga
parang
eh.
Parang may ganun siyang klaseng parang acting quality.
Or
collaboration about him. Like, improvisation. Like, even like the Coke drinking. Like, we all know from 2 Days, 1 Night na he loves Coke. And he can down a Coke. Alam mo yun? In a jiff. And then all of a sudden here, he drinks a fucking Coke. So like, is it you? But if it's you, that's such a great, alam mo yun, add on to this character's personality. Alam mo yun? Honestly, like sa lahat, parang pinakabuo talaga yung personality niya. Si Marco, the guy who, the character and the actor Copino, who did it. The Copino dude. Like, he was great. Alam mo yun? Pero alam mong parang he was there because he had a job to do. Alam mo yun? Parang like, yeah. I have to get from here to point Z.
This
alam
point.
Mo yun?
Correct. So, si Go-Ara, siya yung na-feel ko na ganun.
Ah,
na parang, okay, the script was given to me. Alright, it's decent. Okay, let's do this. Tapos parang wala ako masyado na kuha from
I'm
her.
I'm just gonna do it the way I should do it. And it was good. But nothing more to it. But
yeah.
Kim Son-ho, my God.
Himay na himay, no? I mean, naalala ko palang yung una natin nakita yung trailer. Parang there was like that pinakita na yung eksena na yung tumatakbo siya. Yung may manic smile siya na pero killer siya dahil may hawak siyang baril. Alam mo yun? Parang, wow! As in, holy shit! Alam mo yun?
Correct.
You'd think that it's easy to do but it's actually hard to pull off. Alam mo yun? Because it's so easily, andali mong isipin na madali lang siyang gawin, pero ang kalabasan nun, hindi organic. Alam mo yun?
Exactly.
Peke. Ang daling mapeke siya. Parang ganun.
And it shows as well, like, the range that he has. Kasi it's so, for an actor, madali lang din naman mapin yung klase ng ganyang klaseng characterization and that kind of, like, na hinihingi ng character. Like, that manic side. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of Joker Heath Ledger came out in his acting here. Yun yung parang peg na peg niya.
Correct.
Pero like, if you're going down that route, hindi mo yan madaling mababalance with the comedic timing eh.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ka matatawa the way we were laughing at his ano. Kasi I've seen like yung mga black comedy na yung nakakatawa siya at moments na parang it was very directed or it's something na parang out of the script. But we are laughing because of Senua's delivery.
Yeah.
Yung shift niya from doing this na sobrang serious actor, pero natatawa ka pa rin sa kanya. Nagagawa niya yon. Siya lang yung maisip kung kayang-kayang gumawa nito. Ang galing, is it his face that makes it so believable na kaya nung face niya mag-shift ng yung from cute na funny, tas biglang nagiging serious. Ewan ko what it is about him, his character, sobrang ang galing-galing nung pagkakabalance niya ng lahat ng yun.
Super, super agree.
I wonder though if, ano, we're also experiencing this because we also know him in a way.
Feeling ko hindi eh. Kasi hindi kahit rin. Kilala natin siya as a romantic lead eh.
As ano, parang, 2 Days, 1 Night.
But like,
I feel like, for example, in Startup, parang he had, I mean, for example, with Hometown, parang not much of this.
No,
kasi,
not in Hometown.
Parang feeling
for sure.
ko, Startup pa yung mas malapit sa ganito. Alam mo yun. Na parang may mga ganong shifts. Yung parang, di mo alam kung villain siya. Or parang he's like, always in the gray area. Which, like, parang like, oh my God, like, we need more of you. Like, a guy like you who can always be in the gray area. Alam mo yun.
Galing,
who can make us question what we see on screen. Alam mo yun. And make us philosophize on what is right or wrong. Alam mo yun. Kasi, I mean, admittedly, lahat ng mga ginagawa niya dun mali eh. Pero bakit parang okay lang? Bakit may point kung siya yung gumawa?
Yun nga, na parang his motivation was clear. There was something there. Kaya din natin siya hindi ma-hate na parang, bakit ba tuloy ng tuloy? Meron, diba, at a certain point, dapat may inis ka na ano bang motivation point ito? Pero parang, meron kang, hindi, meron siyang something. Bitin nga lang.
May,
pero
may
sige, baka
hinihintay ka pa.
Oo.
Parang you're so latched on to whatever it is he's trying to do.
Because you know there's something there. Kasi dinala niya tayo, nagpadala tayo sa kanya.
Grabe, from day one, dinala niya tayo hanggang dito. Grabe talaga, Kingson, ano ba
so
yan?
So proud of you. We're so proud of him talaga. So, grabe. Do we agree that this was a kahit na hindi successful film?
Mababa siya sa box office.
Oh, mababa siya sa, film returns.
Oo.
I think we can agree that this was a very successful comeback for Kim Son-ho because he did so well and we're so proud of him. And I really, really, really want him to get into more films. Although, parang may onting announcements of like him getting into dramas again.
In dramas.
Good. Mm-hmm. Which is exciting. I mean, finally, he'll be back.
Mm-mm.
But sana maka-explore pa siya ng more characters because it's so fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fun.
And sana more promotions din outside of, I mean, obviously, nakadalawang fan meet na siya dito. Pero, you know, I mean, usually, diba, when there are movies coming out and whatnot, meron kang mga around sa Variety, sa YouTube, whatever. Kahit anong any, parang dito wala akong nakitang mga rounds niya.
Wala.
So,
although,
bigyan mo naman
siya,
ng konti.
Nag-Jim Jungkook siya.
Ay, correct. Pinanood ko yun.
Pinanood ko yun. Sobrang cute. Kasi parang I think that was like first, I mean, obviously it was like a promo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun because malamang he wasn't in character. He was Kim Son-ho with Jungkook, not Seven, Jungkook, the bodybuilder.
Not John, but Kim.
Yung
Turbo.
Ano, yung Jungkook ni JJ.
JJ Ignacio, si shout out.
Hi. And it was so hilarious because it was the Kim Son-ho that we know from 2 Days, One Night. Like, I loved watching that show, that it was a YouTube show. Because I really, really missed him so much. As in, oh my God.
Ako, I'm excited for him and all the diverse roles that he will hopefully choose. Alam mo yun, parang na-excite ako to see many more aspects of him as an actor. He's just very inspiring. Alam mo yun, as actors ourselves, alam mo yun, and we've been through the whole theater acting process and all that. Nakakatuwa siya panoorin and just like nitpick at his process. Alam mo yun? And like, it's just so much fun. Nakakatuwa.
Pleasing to watch.
Pleasing to watch. And of course, with that face, come on. Yeah. Diba? Parang,
hi, like, dimple.
I know. Dimple. Alam mo yun? Parang
it was like so worth the wait.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have hoped na sana ano, parang mas, the Philippines talaga sila nag-shoot, you know? Diba? Parang, that would have been...
Monica kasi,
but it would have been the perfect way to meet him, hopefully.
Exactly.
I mean, I also don't know because I also heard from when they shot Casino here in Big Bet, there was the Filipino team and then the Korean teams and then they weren't allowed to talk, integrate, etc.
Pero pwedeng tingnan. Pwedeng makipag-eye contact.
Yan naman yung mahalaga.
Oo.
Paano ko siya jujuwain kung titigan mo kami?
Hindi, eye contactin mo siya.
Nag-umpisa yun.
Oo. Matuto ka na ng mga... eye contact na yung eye contact ko parang hotel.
Diba yung Singles Inferno one? Yung si maliit na bag kilikilin?
Girl, oo nga. Diba? Kailangan matuto tayo doon.
Heels.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Tsaka kilikilibag.
Oo, yun yung importante. Yung heels hindi, kilikilibag, important test.
Na fluffy. Okay.
Na fluffy. Na peke. Wow!
Okay.
But going back to the child, quickie, let's do our reviews. Out of how many stars would you give this film? Start with Trancy.
Okay.
How about you?
Out of five?
Out of five. Five is the highest.
Yes.
Okay. With five as the highest, I would give this movie, I would give this film, siguro, 3.8.
Ooh. My 8. Okay.
My 8. I know. Diba? Parang medyo ambiguous. Ganun.
How about you, Pia?
Me, I give it a 4 out of 5. Panonoorin para kay Kim Son Ho. Yes. Yung parang pinaka quote ko. Na nakalagay dun sa poster.
Yung may stars.
Yung may Laurel. May ganun.
Same
din. Papanoorin. 4 out of 5 and those 4 stars are because of Kim Son Ho.
Oh. Wow. Nagbalik loob.
For now. Tignan for natin now. Mamaya. After ng episode, ma-inlove na naman yun sa YouTube. Ano na papanoorin na ito?
Puro Dino na naman.
Mm-mm. Back in my rabbit hole, guys.
Burrowing.
Okay, so now, because I am a boxer again, we are in our game portion. Simple lang naman to. Ang ating game ay ang pagbabalik ng ating favorite na acrostic poetry.
Okay.
Okay. And the word, ito, ang goal lang natin is the poem should contain dark comedy. Parang yun yung vibes niya.
Okay.
And the word that we're gonna say in honor of Kim Son Ho and his 2 days, one night background is Tokbokki! So, okay. Yun.
Okay, Tokbokki.
Who wants to go first?
Me!
Una, si Trency.
Okay.
With the word Tokbokki!
Okay, go.
Okay, and 5, 6, 7, 8. Talk.
Talk me by surprise.
Bo.
Bok.
Boxing pala ito.
Key.
Killing me softly, Kim Son Ho.
Fuck!
Yung dark comedy yung kill.
Na-feel ko naman. Pati yung boxing.
Try boxing.
I feel like tuhog. Bravo. Bravo. I love it. So good. Okay, our next is Pia.
Okay.
And 5, 6, 7, 8. Tok.
Tok, tok, tok. Tok, tok, tok.
Bok.
Boxing nga rin ex mo, di ba?
Key.
Kinulam ko na.
Oh!
Want to shaman! Want to shaman! Oh my God!
Nag-shamanero ka pala!
Shaman!
Shaman!
Shaman! Okay! Time for Chaewon!
Let's go, Chaewon!
Okay,
pakita mo na sa dal mo!
Wait, wag!
1, 2, 3, and... Talk!
Tokwa na naman ang ulam natin.
Bok! Bok!
Boxingin kita dyan.
Key!
Kiss na lang.
Oh!
Sinong kausap mo?
Oo nga, aminin mo, sino?
Si...
Ay, may mahurt! May mahurt! Oo nga!
In fairness, very careful.
Correct.
Okay.
So thanks, guys. Wasn't that like very great?
We're
getting good at this poetry.
I know.
I felt the dark comedy, guys.
No, like, I also felt our speed. Kasi, fun fact, guys. Nung mga unang times na ginagawa namin to, sabi namin, 5 minutes lang?
5 minutes?
De, no. 30 minutes kami nag-iisip. No.
Correct. Meron pang wait lang, please, less than. Maganon.
Correct.
Alright, so that is our episode on The Child. We hope that you guys liked it. And if you've seen the film, ano, kamusta? Kim Son Ho fan ka rin, no?
Yeah.
Okay lang naman. Admit naman natin na lahat natin pinanood to because of him. I hope you liked it. And if you guys have other films to record us, we'd love, kasi sabi nga ni Trency, mahilig siya sa mga films na rinireco sa kanya. At alam mo yun, malay mo, pwede na din namin siyang panoorin.
As a people pleaser.
Grabe.
So that we can connect. Share it to us. Tell us on our socials. We are on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And of course, because we are here on YouTube, please comment down below. Kinilig ako dun. Comment down below, like, suggest them on other films or like say anything about Kim Son Ho and his performance. Like, I want
a lot of I love you, Sonho, or you did great, Sonho, because alam mo yon, continuous sonadas, continuous ano tayo, support dapat sa ating lab, sa ating boy.
Correct. Boy. Or if you know? Meron kayong favorite KSH moments, paki-comment naman para panoorin namin lahat tas ma-inlove ulit si Monica sa kanya.
Oo nga. Yes. Actually, baka yung goal, kailangan ma-inlove ulit si Monica kay Kim Son.
Bakit?
Eh kasi mas malapit sa age niya.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Sakit!
Sorry naman.
Ang sabi ng moms ni Monica,
pagpabata, in fairness,
10 years.
Oo nga, 10 years younger girl.
Oh,
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying.